Hi, Ed. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Chloe.
So April has begun. The spring equinox was on March 19th, and we've had this little warm spell. So what should prospective gardeners be thinking about this time of year?
How many tomatoes are we going to get in August? How about our carrots? Are we going to have a good crop this year? But really, it's a time for cleanup in the garden. If we didn't do cleanup last fall, getting all the old dead cabbage and broccoli plants out of there and other slimy stuff, and removing slug habitat is a good start. Greenhouse cleanup, tidying up, same thing goes there. And if folks are like me, we had a greenhouse collapse this winter, getting that new greenhouse on order or rebuilt or whatever.
With that little warm spell that we had followed by some of this colder weather, are these temperature changes going to affect plants or bugs heading into spring or any of that prep that we were just talking about?
Oh, how about a definite maybe? Our forecasting of gardening weather is shaky at best. And so the warm spell was great. I've been uncovering my garlic. It's sprouting beautifully. We have some crocus and snowdrops and hellebores are blooming. That's a good thing. And this little bit of cold spell, luckily wasn't that cold, really to damage the flower buds. Those are the ones that are most easily damaged by cold weather. There isn't any really warm weather in our forecast, but not much more cold weather either, hopefully. So a gradual warm-up is good. That's what we want. Waking up the soil microorganisms, too, if we're mixing in some compost and some organic fertilizers into our garden beds. And making sure, really important, is to have your garden beds covered with clear plastic right now so the soil can warm up. That's really the best thing we can do. Really, all summer is keeping our soil warmer. So we're cheating. You know, we're trying to encourage everything to grow better, whether the clear plastic is directly on the soil or we have hoops with clear plastic over them, little mini greenhouses, all of that will help. And then, of course, it kind of leads into seed starting for the things, whether for outdoor plants, cabbages and broccoli, lettuce, and that sort of thing, or indoor stuff like tomatoes, peppers. It's too early for cucumbers yet. So again, that's where looking at reading the seed packets is really worthwhile to help tell us what or when we should be doing that stuff. One thing for me that I have found helpful as I have become rather mature is getting in garden shape. That is doing some stretching exercises each day. I mean, I have become very diligent about doing that. Exercise, getting the shoulders exercise, stretching out the back and the legs and all of the rest of that. If we're going to be digging and raking and shoveling, all of that. On a real nice, sunny, warm weekend, folks get out and rake their lawn. And on Monday morning, they call their chiropractor to say, "I'm really sore. Please help me adjust." So preparing yourself, getting ready for the physical gardening efforts really helps. Look at the local, check out the local retailers who are going to be selling plants already. Of course, seeds have been out there in the stores for months. Acquiring those or even ordering stuff. Or again, talking to the local growers. I'll throw myself in that hat and ask, when are we going to be able to get seeds, seedlings, seed potatoes? When are the flowers coming in? Hanging baskets. Again, we'll see those usually early May. Again, I was just at one of the local retailers and they've got greenhouses full of flowering baskets. The challenge is going to be keeping them warm, unfrozen, until our last frost date, whenever that happens, which is variable around town from Douglas to out the road where I live.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much, Ed, for your time. And we'll chat soon, hopefully when there is less coldness in the weather and more plants in the ground.